enough.
And shooting under a fifth weight, and it is this to be a
weight. You know, I don't know if you have watched the news very much lately.
不知道你们大家有没有最近有没有看新闻？
But one thing that really hit me emotionally was a man that drowned back in Florida.
这个最近让我感觉非常的痛心的，就是有一个人呢，在这个佛罗里达呢溺水身亡的。
I don't know if you know the story.
我不知道你们听到这个故事没有。
In Florida, there was a man, and he went into a pond, but he could not swim.
有一个在佛罗里达有一个人呢，他进到这个水塘里边，但是他不能游泳。
And he drowned.
然后他就淹死了。But
when he drowned, he struggled like anybody drowning.
但是他在这个在溺水的时候呢，他就像在一直在挣扎，就好像每个落水的人一样。But
why was that story in the news?
那为什么这个故事在新闻里边？You
know, it was because of a video that a group of boys took.
这是因为有些人呢录了这个像。And
that video is being played on the news over and over.
这一段录像呢，在新闻里边一直在播放。So
over there, there's this man, and he's drowning.
那么在那个地方呢，有一个人在水塘里边呢，他在溺水挣扎。
And here is a group of teenage boys.
那么这边呢，有一群呢十几岁的孩子。They're
not weak.
他们并不是很虚弱。They're
not old.
他们也不老。They're
strong.
他们非常强壮。What
could they have done?
他们能不能做什么呢?
You know, maybe they could have gone out and swam and grabbed him.
他们也许可能跳到水塘里边游过去，把他给抓出来。But
nobody did.
没有人是这样做。Well,
what should you do?
那么他们应不应该这样做?
You know, you get out the phone and you dial 911.
那么你可以打电话打911。
Did they?
他们有没有这么做?
Did they?
有没有这样做呢?
You know what they did?
你知道他们做了什么吗?
They took a video.
他们录了像。
And they laughed.
而且他们笑了。
And they actually laugh at the man drowning, and you can hear them talk about him drowning, and they laugh.
然后他们看着这个人在溺水，在然后呢，他们呢就一直一边弹一边笑。
You know, how evil can that be?
多么的邪恶。
Hard-hearted.
是不是?
And you wonder what that man's family feels like.
你们觉得他这个人的溺水的人，他们的家庭会怎么想?
I mean, what a terrible thing.
多么可怕的事情。
I was angry.
我非常的愤怒。
I think anybody that watches that video becomes angry.
我想任何一个看这个录像的人呢，都会非常的愤怒。
And his parents and his other family members must be really angry, and they must feel very, very deeply full of loss.
所以这些人的话呢，他们这个人的家人，他们的家人一定看了以后非常感觉非常的愤怒，而且呢有非常强大的失落这个失丧感。
And I'm sure there's pain, there's a sense of loss, there's grief.
那我想呢，一定有痛苦，有那种失落的感觉，然后还有那种悲伤。And
loneliness.
最后还有孤独感。
You know, and I don't know if they believe in God.
我不知道他们信不信神。
If I believed in God, I'd be asking some questions.
如果我是信神的，那么我就会问几个问题。
You know, God, I followed you all these years.
神呢，我跟从你这么多年。
Where were you?
你在哪儿呢？
You know, God, where are you?
神你在哪?
You know, I feel like my whole life has fallen apart, and God, where are you?
我觉得我的生活整个都已经破坏掉了，神你在哪里?
And when people feel like that, they don't go and tell other people that they think God abandoned them.
所以当有的人有这种感觉的时候呢，他们好像没有觉得去想着去告诉别人说呢。
If something terrible happened and you felt like God abandoned you and left you, would you go and talk to other Christians and say, I feel like God left me?
So,
No, I think most Christians keep that to themselves because they're afraid of what other people would think of them when they talk about God leaving them. So with the pain and the grief and the sorrow, I think also comes a great deal of loneliness. You know, people sometimes feel like that. God has abandoned me, and I feel very distant from other people. And I think that happens in a lot of life. You know, what does it feel like if your husband leaves you for another woman and files for divorce? You know, where was God? You know, a child has a terrible, terrible accident. Where is God? You know, a tornado comes and hits your house. Where is God?
You know,
there's a lot of little circumstances where you sort of wonder, God, where were you? He's gone. That's what it feels like. You don't think that. You don't say it. But down at the bottom of the heart, sometimes it feels like that. The strange thing is that at the end of the Gospels, Jesus' disciples probably felt like that. You know, on the day of Easter, Jesus conquers death, but I think the disciples show that they're full of grief and they've lost hope. You know, they put all their hopes in Jesus, they followed him, they gave him his life, and then suddenly he's dead. You know, and they just didn't understand. Jesus conquered death, he was resurrected, he's overcome sin and death, but they feel like God has abandoned them. And I think that was especially true for Mary Magdalene. You know, Mary Magdalene followed Jesus all the way down to Jerusalem. She was up there at the cross watching him die, and she's the first one that comes to the grave. And I think on that day she comes to the cross and she's full of pain, she's full of sorrow, she's lonely, and she's focused. She's focused on just one thing. She's focused on the one thing of making sure that Jesus receives a proper burial with all of the right spices. Where's God? Let's read this passage together if we could stand. And we'll first read the English and then the Chinese.
我们先读一下这个英文，然后呢再读中文。
standing by the cross of Jesus for his mother, Mary Magdalene. And on the first day, early, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been moved away. She ran to Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved, said to them, "They have taken the Lord away from the tomb, and we don't know where they have laid him." Let me pray. God, I just really pray that this morning you would prepare us for days when things are hard. Help us, God, to realize that we can open up your eyes and see you when you seem so far away. In your name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I don't know if you saw the movie The Martian. Yeah, you know, The Martian with Matt Damon.
Damon.
And he plays a man by the name of Mark Watney. And he, with a group of people, they fly all this time to Mars. And this group, they've sort of set up a little space colony for these scientists. You know, and they've gone all this way. They've set up this big, huge camp. They've been living together, and they're doing all kinds of experiments and sending information back to the states. You know, Mars is far away. You know, it's just not right around the corner. And at one point, there's this huge storm that comes. It's called the dust storm. And this dust storm comes with these really high winds, and it starts moving toward them. And it comes really quick, and it's getting dark. And these winds are blowing everything over. And Mark Watney, he's off, away from the rest of the crew. And the crew is panicking, and they're thinking, we need to get back onto our spaceship and go up and meet the ship that's orbiting Mars. So everybody else, they go to this launch vehicle, and they're gathering, and they're wanting to know where Mark Watney went. You know he's dead, right? That's what they thought. They thought he was dead. You know, I don't know what happened, but there was a piece of an antenna that broke loose and hit him right here. And so when it went through his spacesuit, there was a sensor that went bad, and so there was no way to transmit to the others. So they all think he's dead. So they get onto the spaceship, and they head back up. He's dead. He's dead. So they get and they start heading back to Earth. But you know, the spacesuit sealed up. You know, the blood sealed up. You know, so he was able to survive. And the movie is great about how he himself solves many, many problems. You know the movie, perhaps. You know, he starts raising potatoes to eat. He creates an environment where there's water that he creates.
所以他创造了一个环境呢, 可以有水,
you know, he does surgery on himself.
那么他给自己做这个外科手术,
you know, he's amazing.
所以他非常的令人惊奇,
it's a great story about solving problems.
所以这是一个非常好的有关解决问题的一个电影。
But I wonder how he felt.
但是我呢,正在想呢, 他是怎么想的?
You know, you're all alone. You know, sometimes that happens. You know, people die. You know, life falls apart. We lose our jobs. Car accidents that we don't expect. And we feel alone. Really alone. You know, and people do wonder where God is. You know, why did you let this happen? You know, it's not fair. You know, why did you let this happen? It's not fair, God. It's hard. It was really hard for him. That movie is a great movie about solving problems. But it's not the way a Christian should be. There's one thing missing. You know, if it was a Christian movie, he should be seeking God. You know, seek God and his kingdom. First, work on the relationship with God and then solve the problems. You know, but sometimes when something really bad happens, we get focused. And we can't see God. We feel this sense of emptiness. As long as we keep busy, everything's fine. But if we stop and relax, you know, we feel empty. Alone. You know, you just sit and you look. I have times like that. You know, God, what in the world did you do? You know, I felt like that. God, why did you let this happen? I don't understand. You know, and what happens? You get focused. You try to do things. But that relationship with God sometimes dies. That's the time that we need God the most. You know, Mary comes with a group of women and they are in deep pain. You know, I think it's something women understand. You know, it says that there was this little group of women and they were standing at the cross nearby and they're watching Jesus slowly die. All of their hopes, all of their dreams, all of their faith just dying there. And the interesting thing is that in the Gospel of John, the one person that he talks about is Mary Magdalene. You know, Mary Magdalene, I don't know, people think all kinds of bad things about her that the Bible actually doesn't say. But one of the things that it does show is that she had this incredible love for Jesus.
但是呢, 这个圣经里面确实讲到说, 她对耶稣基督
So it says here, she's standing at the cross with the mother of Jesus.
所以我们看到呢，在约翰福音里面讲的时候，他站在十字架旁边，跟这个还有同时还有耶稣基督的母亲。
And then on the Easter Sunday, when she goes to the grave, she's crying.
所以我们看到玛利亚在这个在复活节那天呢，她呢是在站在坟墓那里的，在哭泣。
You know, can you feel the pain that she feels?
你能不能感觉她的痛苦？
You know, this isn't one of those little quiet whimpering. She is weeping, sobbing very loudly. That's what this word means. She's crying real loudly.
所以她并不是那样慢慢的在那默默哭泣，她是在大声的嚎啕痛哭。
And twice.
有两次。
First an angel and then Jesus.
先看了那个天使，然后又看了耶稣基督。
They both ask the same question.
他们这两组人都问了同样的一个问题。
You know, the two angels, woman, why are you weeping?
所以这两个天使说，这个女人，你为什么在这哭泣呢？
I mean, I wonder if she felt that was a very insensitive thing to say.
所以她可能觉得就是说，哎，你们讲话怎么这么不懂？
You know, it's like, you have no reason to cry. I don't know their tone, but it may have felt like that. You've got no reason to cry. Why are you crying? Why are you crying? But you know what? It's because she's full of pain. You know, Jesus comes and he says the same thing. Jesus comes, stands in front of her, stands right back there,
就站在那个地方,
and she doesn't even know it's Jesus.
她根本不知道这是耶稣基督。
But Jesus asked the same question.
那么基督呢，耶稣呢问了同样一个问题。
Why are you weeping?
你为什么哭泣?
I'm sure there's a lot of reasons she was weeping.
我想她有很多的原因她要哭。
But the most important was that Jesus died.
但是最重要一点就是说呢，
she's crying because Jesus died, but the truth is, Jesus is standing right in front of her alive. And I think to understand her loss, it's really important to go back and look at, there's a few words that tells us a lot about her. You know, it's not just John that says she's standing there with the mother of Jesus. Matthew also says that when Jesus was on the cross, there was this group of women standing at a distance watching him die.
所以这个呢，不光是约翰福音讲到，马太福音呢也讲到，说有好些妇女在那里看，远远看着他，看着耶稣基督在慢慢的死去。
But it says they followed Jesus from Galilee. You know, they followed Jesus from Galilee. They were with him. You know, they went with him everywhere he went. That word follow actually in Greek is really important. It actually is a word that is used for students that follow their teachers. You know, this particular word is used of the disciples. The disciples follow Jesus and his teaching. You know, so she's looking at her teacher dying on the cross. But I think she's also he's watching the only person that's ever truly loved her. You know, in Luke 8, there's a summary verse about how Jesus was going around from place to place teaching the gospel.
所以呢，在路加福音第八章里面呢，讲的耶稣呢是总结起来，就是耶稣呢怎么样从各乡各城去宣讲福音。
And there's this word.
有一个词在里面。
You know, the 12, they were with Jesus. You know, it's like following him. They're his students. The 12 are his students. But the sentence goes on and it also says, some women were also with him as his students. And you know, and there's not one rabbi that allowed a woman to receive that kind of education. You know, Jesus is the only one that will allow women to follow him as a rabbi. And I think in some ways, what these women felt like, wow, he thinks that we're smart and intelligent. And Luke, he says that there's what this one woman, Mary Magdalene. You know, nobody thinks women are intelligent enough to get an education. But Jesus allows Mary Magdalene to follow him as a student. But then it also says the one thing that we know about her. That Jesus cast a demon out of her. And it wasn't just a demon, it was seven demons. She was completely and fully taken over and controlled by seven demons. You know, and you wonder, you know, somebody that's demon possessed, what do they look like? You know, what do the people in the village think about her? You know, she looked like she was absolutely crazy. She would say all kinds of crazy things. She had no friends. You know, people like that don't have friends. You know, sometimes their family even abandons them. Now, a way to get an idea of this is, you know, sometimes you go and you look at homeless people, and not the young people, but the mentally ill that are living on the streets. You know, actually right up here at Mill Plain in 205, there's one man, he stands there every day. You know, my heart really goes out for him. He's clearly schizophrenic. Talking to himself. You know, he stands there with a sign. You know, people give him money. That's how he lives. And he probably lives right down there in the middle of the freeway where those things go around. I've seen him dozens of times. Always alone. Where's his family? He's so alone, not only does he not have friends, he doesn't have family. You know, maybe Mary Magdalene was like that. You know, I'm sure that in Magdala, the city that she's from, nobody wanted to be near her. She's not only crazy, but she's alone and lonely. And then Jesus comes along. You know, Jesus comes along and he heals her. He kicks the demons out. And not only that, he accepts her as a student. You know, may have been the first person that ever really, truly loved her. And Jesus doesn't think she's crazy. Jesus thinks she'd be a great student. And he lets him follow her. He lets her follow him. And if I know Jesus correctly, not only does he show respect and love and care for her, he makes sure everybody else around them shows love and care and respect. The one person that loved her is dying. You know, she stands off and she sees Jesus dying. Her dreams, her hopes, her security, it's dying. And then it died. So when Jesus was up there saying, "It is finished," God the Father hears that and says, "The work that you sent me to do on the cross is finished." But I think Mary Magdalene thought, "My hopes and my dreams and my security are all finished." You know, God, I don't know, why'd you let that happen? She loses one of the most important people in her life. You know, and what she does, she gets focused. You know, she gets focused, I really need to do this one thing. You know, it says that, you know, on the Sunday morning, so 2 days later, Mary, she comes to the tomb. I mean, she thinks this is so important. She and Jesus' mother are up before the sun comes up. You know, she's focused on getting there, so it's still dark outside, and she comes to the tomb of Jesus. You know, she's focused on this one thing. You know, a lot of times we do that when we lose somebody. You know, sometimes we just get focused on taking care of something or somebody, and what it does is it keeps the pain away. And now the one thing that she's focused on is gone. You know, we know. She comes, she looks in the tomb, and Jesus is gone. You know, she runs off to Simon Peter and to John, the one that Jesus loved. You know, I'm focused on the one thing of taking care of Jesus' body. But look at what she's concerned about. They've taken the Lord out of the tomb. They've taken the body, the one thing I was wanting to do. And we do not know where they have laid them. It's Easter Sunday, and she doesn't know where Jesus is. You catch the irony? The irony? For her, Jesus is not only dead, but she's gone. He's gone. But Jesus is alive. She's focused. You know, she comes back, Peter and Simon are there, and then they return because they don't see Jesus in the tomb. You know, and she hears a sound behind her. You know, it's still dark. Or I should say, it's not too light. Her eyes are full of tears. And she hears this sound. And it says that she turns. She turns to speak to Jesus. And what does it say? She supposes that he's the gardener. You know, he doesn't even know that that's Jesus. You know, she's so focused on wanting to get this one thing done. As she turns, and what does she say? If you have carried him away, please tell me, because I have this one thing I need to do. You know, this is the one thing that keeps the pain out of my heart. You know, tell me where you put him and I will come and get him. See, she's still focused on this one thing. She's focused. And she can't see Jesus. You wonder why I see this. Because of when my mother died. She died in October. I'm in Missouri. She's in California in a nursing home. You know, she has heart failure, congestive heart failure. And for one whole year, I'm flying back and forth between Missouri and California. You know, the doctor told me, he told me in October of 1 year that she probably had 2 years. Boy, was he smart, because she died 2 years later to the month. You know, and I kept going back and forth, because what would happen is she would get pneumonia. You know, this heart is beating weakly. Fluid builds up in her lungs. And then she'd get pneumonia. How do they get rid of it? You know, they give her antibiotics for the pneumonia. How do they get rid of the fluid, the water in her lungs? You know, they give her a medicine that's called a diuretic, you know, makes her pee it out. You know, and they keep back the fluid that they're giving her. And then she would get what's called a urinary tract infection. And then after that, the infection would become so bad, my mother would go into like a coma. And then they call me. You know, and I get focused. See, I know. You know, I'm doing my job, but I'm focused on getting back to my mother. You understand what I'm saying? You know, and I'm doing my job. I'm focused on getting to my mother to take care of her. I get on a plane and I fly to California after a few days. And then I get to California and she's in a coma. You know, I sit in this room with my mother asleep. You know, and I stay for a few days, maybe a week. She comes out of the coma, and I fly back home. I got to get to work. You know, do you know, my mind was not at work. You know, I was at work, I was doing what I had to do, But I'm going to tell you, there was a period of time where my focus of my heart was with my mother.
所以我虽然我人好像是在上班，但是呢，我的心呢，实际上就在一直在专注的我。
You know, so I go back and forth for a couple of years.
所以这两年当中，我就是来来回回的飞。
You know, so the nursing home, they don't know when to tell me to fly back.
所以你知道这个老人院，他不能告诉我什么时候能飞回来。
You know, when I get a phone call one day.You know, and they use this word, your mother is coding. Coding. Well, when somebody has a heart attack and they're on there beating on the chest and breathing into the nose, that's when they're coding.
所以他们用的这个词就是当这个人在这个接受这个紧急治疗，就像比如说这个心起啊，电击啊，这些的时候。
I don't care. You guys know what I'm saying. She's on the phone and this is happening.
所以当这个电话就是告诉我们，他是在急救当中。
And my mind is thinking one thing and my heart is feeling something entirely different.
所以我的脑子在想一件事情，我的心里边想的却是另外一件事。
You know, there's something that psychologists call anticipated grief.
所以这个有的人就告诉说呢，这是什么？所预测到的悲伤。
You know, when somebody dies, you feel a certain amount of pain and grief.
所以当人死的时候呢，说你会有感觉到有一定的这个忧伤、悲伤。
You know, beforehand, if you know that it's coming, a lot of that grief and that sorrow and that pain comes out beforehand, so it's not so bad when it comes.
所以，但因为你能预料到这种事情要发生，所以你在之前的时候呢，就会有这种悲伤的感觉。所以，当真正事情发生的时候呢，你不会感觉不会那么差。
You know, and like a fool, I tell myself I'm really logical.
所以我作为像一个，其实我是个傻子一样，我觉得自己呢非常的有逻辑。
You know.Totally foolish, I say, oh, I'm really logical. I'll deal with this in a logical, rational way. Yeah, I'm not going to have all that emotion. You know, I've already got it worked out in my mind. I have 2 years of this time getting ready, so when it comes, I won't really feel pain.I was wrong. We think we're rational and logical. We're full of emotion. You know, I thought it would not be a problem. I'd be ready. But I thought it wouldn't be a problem. I'd be ready. You know, I get on an airplane and I'm focused. And then after a week, I fly back to work. And like a foolish idiot, I go to work. You know, if I just keep busy, I won't feel the pain. You see, I understand what Mary's feeling like. She's focused, because I was focused. You know, this surprising well of grief and mourning arises. And I will tell you something I would never tell anybody back then. I actually wondered where God was. You know, my mother had a terrible life.
我的母亲呢有一个很糟糕的一生。
She suffered one thing after another through her whole life.
她在一生当中一直在不断地从这个痛苦到另外一个痛苦。
And suddenly the question started to rise, God, where in the world were you? Why did you let that happen to my mother? Why didn't you not take care of her? You know those questions are there. You know, my relationship with God seemed to die. It's not because in my mind I didn't believe in him, because it's in my heart I questioned and doubted him. And when our relationship seems to die with God, it seems to become so distant from other people. It happens like this sometimes. I think this is how Mary felt. As long as you keep busy, you don't feel the pain. You know, so we try to seek a solution to solve a problem. But what we really need to do is seek our Savior. You know, we get those times when we just sit. You know, we go through those kinds of things and we're focused. As long as we keep doing something, everything's okay. But sometimes our relationship with God dies as we're focused on doing this. And then we finally sit down and there's a point at which we're really honest about how we feel. Can you imagine being on Mars? He kept busy. But you know, when you sit down and you think, you also sit down and you feel. And sometimes our relationship with God has seemed to die. Not in our mind, but in our heart. But that's the time that we need to seek our Savior the most. You know, before getting busy and focused, we should actually open up our eyes and seek Christ. You know, we forget to because we get so focused, but what we really need to do is get our eyes on Jesus. You know, talk to him and tell him how we feel. I mean, this is Easter. Jesus is resurrected. And she is in despair and without any hope. That happens to us sometimes. You know, here's God and his incredible resurrection power, and we feel like we have no hope. But we've got the hope. And I think the way that we get it is we actually really work hard on our relationship with God in prayer. You know, it says that she was standing there, she turned, and she saw Jesus. And she didn't know it was him. She thought it was somebody else. You know, sometimes Christ comes to us and other people and we don't even realize it. You know, sometimes Christ will come to us through another person and he wants to bring us comfort.
You know,
You know, he wants to show his presence through another person. But we don't know it's Jesus. You know, we think it's something else. You know, God sends us somebody. We can't see it's from God. So Jesus, he asked two questions. Like the angel, he says, woman, why are you weeping? Why are you weeping? You know, don't you know? I don't know what his tone was like, but woman, why in the world are you weeping? But then he asked a more important question. She was seeking it, a thing. She was seeking a solution. You know what she was seeking? She was seeking the dead body of Jesus. That's an it. It's not a person. But what Jesus says is, seek me the person. Don't seek a thing, seek Jesus Christ. You know, in Luke, one of the angels, he said it this way. He said, why are you seeking the living among the dead? There's dead people here, but you should be seeking the living Christ. What does Jesus do? He finally reestablishes that relationship which died. Mary. Paul, why are you crying about your mother? Paul, why aren't you talking to me right now? You know, Paul, why are you crying about your mother and not seeing the people that I sent you? Paul, why aren't you seeking me? You see, I know sometimes our relationship can fade for a while. And when that happens, we need to hear the voice of Jesus saying, Mary, seek me. And you know, do you notice what Mary calls Jesus? It says a lot. You know, she turns and she calls him Rabbi Teacher. You know, here's the only person that really loved her. Here's the person that taught everybody else around to show respect. And here is the person that thought she had a brain that was smart enough to be able to study. You know, and she reestablishes her relationship with God. You know, a little earlier, actually a couple of nights before, when Jesus gave the Lord's Supper, the 12, and I think the women were with him, he told them exactly what would happen. You know, we got to remember, because this is part of life. You know, he said to her, he said to them, he says to us.
他告诉了他们，也告诉了这个玛利亚，也告诉我。
Sometimes you're going to weep and you're going to lament.
有的时候你们要痛苦，你们要哀嚎。
Sometimes you are going to be incredibly sorrowful and full of pain.
有的时候你们将要非常的忧愁。
But if you seek me,
但是如果你寻求我
don't seek it.
不要找那件事情。
Not getting focused on solving a problem.
不要好像注意力专注在这解决问题上。
Seek Christ.
寻求耶稣。
He says our sorrow will be turned to joy.
他说你的忧愁将变为喜乐。
That's something we have that Matt Damon did not have on Mars.
这个就是我们有这样的盼望。那个电马火星电影里边那个人就没有这样的盼望。
Cling to that promise.
我们一定要抓住这个应许。
Let me pray.Father God, we love you so much. And we pray that when things are hard, and we lose the people that we love, that you will be with us and remind us of your presence and turn our pain into joy. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.